I'm going to take some time during our service to share Donna's life and words, and what I'm going to read, it's found in the insert in your bulletin. We are celebrating the amazing life of Donna Adele DeWeese, born August 1st, 1946, and she died December 27th, 2022, right before the service. It was shared with me that that date of her death is the same date as her father. Her father died also on December 27th. Unique, like the spelling of her name, Donna's story began at the U.S. Naval Hospital in Kittery, Maine. Father John Douglas DeWeese, serving in the Navy, and Mother Adele Teresa Sokolsky DeWeese welcomed their first child into their hearts and lives. At the birth, there were complications as Donna was in a breech position. They were unable to turn her, so resorted to forceps delivery. This caused cranial damage, which was later determined as a form of cerebral palsy. This created motor skills damage, but her wit, aptitude, IQ, and humor were intact. Donna's childhood included many relocations with her dad's transfers in the Navy, but she was joined 6 years later with a baby brother and only sibling, John. I looked up to Donna and learned a lot from her, says John. An example is how she never complained, gave great advice, and I admired her and could not be prouder of her and all that she accomplished, no matter how challenging. I never felt my challenges were anywhere close to hers, and since she had more right to be frustrated than me, I didn't feel like my complaints compared. Once I bent the rear tire on her full-size three-wheeled bike because I was riding it up on two wheels. She didn't complain, but told me to fix it, so I did. Donna received an academic science award in grade school and graduated from South Salem High School in 1965 and received a diploma from Continental Career College in 1968. She did marry in 1972, but it was short-lived, and she retained her maiden name. She worked for Good Samaritan Center Library, University of Oregon Library, and Oregon State University Foundation, where she retired in 2016 at the age of 70 with a commendable PERS retirement. Donna also sold Avon as a consultant alongside her mom, and they also shared a hobby of collecting salt and pepper shakers on their travels. She enjoyed traveling and treasured her experience on a cruise she took to St. Thomas and St. Martin in 2000. Two of her special connections were meeting actors James Gardner, Maverick, and Rockford Files, and Alan Hale, the skipper on Gilligan's Island. Though Donna never remarried, she had a special partnership with Jim Ogilvy, and they continued her love of traveling. Their favorite spot was at the beach. She enjoyed playing cards, including skip bow and bingo. Donna also loved reading, working puzzles, restaurants, music, and riding her bike. She also loved it when I made barbecue salmon for her. Jim and Donna moved to an apartment on 9th Street in Corvallis and created a lifelong relationship with a good friend, Homer Mackey. The three spent many cherished years of friendship together. Through most of Donna's life, she walked precariously but did quite well and participated in many activities. Unfortunately, the last 15 years, she relied on a wheelchair, and although it confined her, it gave her the means to keep up with the activities she really enjoyed. Donna was preceded in death by her father, mother, and Jim. She is survived by me, her brother John, and wife Teresa, a niece Carly, and nephew Ryan from John's first marriage, and nieces Tanya, Rachel, and Emily, Teresa's children. She loved creating and nurturing friendships and held her church family close to her heart. Also, the connections she made at work throughout the community from her living locations, restaurant staff, and anyone she met brought her joy. Next to her family, these were her treasured relationships. And then finally, the family would like to thank you all for your prayers and support during and after the unforeseen accident that finally took her life. We know she was welcomed by loved ones and Jesus into God's kingdom for a life well lived. Your shared memories and comforting condolences are truly appreciated. Please feel free to share your special memories and experiences with us as we navigate without Donna in our lives. And once again, at the conclusion of the service, we'll have time to connect in the fellowship hall and share some of those memories and connections with the family and Donna's friends.